Hello?
Yes, how can I help you?
Yes, good evening. I'm Tony calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm, and would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. I can speak with John Morales, please.
Yeah, this is John.
Okay, John Morales. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose of this survey, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Is that Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York? Okay. Thank you. All right, sir, and just for qualification purposes, in what year were you born?
1969.
Okay. Thank you.
Pick that up, that little thing.
All right, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain? Probably 50-50.
I'm going for Trump.
Okay. All right, sir. And if you have to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
Immigration.
Okay. Immigration. All right, sir. Now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did skip that one?
For Biden,
okay. All right, and thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Okay, Republican Donald Trump. All right, sir. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, you know, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100, which 0 means that there is no chance that you vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. The first one would be Donald Trump, from 0 to 100.
100%.
Okay, what about Joe Biden?
0%.
0%. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and thinking about the election in this November, you know, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican all the way.
Republican. All right, and if election for U.S. Senate were held today and you'd be voting for Republican Mike Cipriano or Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand?
Republican
Mike Cipriano. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, and who do you trust more, you know, when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Donald Trump.
Would that be much more or just somewhat more?
What do you mean?
Do you trust them, you know, a lot more or just somewhat?
Yeah, no, a lot more.
A lot more. All right. And okay, please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or somewhat strongly agree with each of the following statements. Okay, the first statement says President Biden should prioritize, you know, authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Would you strongly disagree with that statement? Somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
What is the question again?
Well, this is, you know, it's a statement about, you know, agreeing or disagreeing with this statement, okay? President Biden should prioritize, you know, authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
No.
It's about strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. All right, sir. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Would that be a strongly agree or just strong would agree?
Strongly agree.
I strongly agree. Okay, President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I strongly disagree.
Disagree, okay. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Well, I agree that they should be deported if you are here illegally.
Okay, so so you don't think that he should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids?
No.
Okay, so strongly disagree or just somewhat disagree?
Strongly.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each one, please tell me whether you disagree or agree with the president should take action to protect them. Okay. The first one said President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. I strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I agree. If you're here more than 10 years, if you have no background, no issue with the police, you're good.
Okay, so strongly or just somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have been, you know, living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
I strongly agree.
Okay. All right. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions. Strongly disagree, somewhat disagree. Okay, and the last one said, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
I strongly agree.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. The first one say a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most who have lived, you know, work in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much more likely, or much more likely to support him?
Well, I guess I support him. If you got more than 10 years here, I don't know. It's like similar same question that you're asking all over and over.
Yeah, but this, you know, this about a protection, you know, this about, you know, President Biden enacted, you know, that makes, you know, makes you want to vote for him or not, you know, it's a different, you know, approach. Almost the same question, but different approach. Or maybe it makes no difference to you one way or the other.
Yeah, I guess I strongly agree. If you're here more than 10 years, if you have no problem with the law.
Okay. All right. The other one say it's pretty much the same thing, but, you know, a little bit different because this is a different, it's ensuring that undocumented farm workers, you know, making sure that programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him. That's what it changes about the other one that I asked you, okay? A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return home, you know, to their countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Would you say much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him, or makes no difference to you one way or the other?
I'm not voting for Biden, so no matter what, he's out. So I don't know if my question will be good enough, because it's
one issue, so would someone be more likely?
Okay. I'm not voting for Biden, so I don't know, because the question is kind of tricky, like I said before.
Yeah, but that's what I have. This makes no difference one way or the other. So you can, I mean, if you want, you can pick that one.
Okay, no difference one way or the other. Yeah, no difference.
All right. So a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most who have, you know, lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much more likely, or makes no difference to you one way or the other?
To vote for him or not? That's the question again?
Yes, the same thing. But just,
it makes no difference.
Okay. All right. And a program that keeps families...
Put it away. Leave it there. Leave it on the floor. Sorry. Leave it on the floor. Leave it on the floor. What is it that you understand? Eat it, Bella.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are, you know, married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Would that be much less likely? Somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, much more likely, or makes no difference?
Are you doing this questionnaire for Biden or for Trump? Because it makes no difference. I'm tired already. Are you done?
That's fine, sir.
Like I said before, we're not going to go to a discussion. It makes no difference. I'm not voting for Biden this year.
Okay, that's no problem, sir. Like I said, this is a survey, okay? They just want to know if, you know, what do you think? You know, that's what are you thinking about the, you know, immigration reform? So.
I think I'm done. Sorry to call you up, but I think I'm done with this questionnaire.
Well, sir, we're almost done with this survey. It only, you know, takes a few more minutes and we should be done. And there's more questions, different, you know, in a different approach. Where, you know, we were talking about Donald Trump as well. So, I mean, this is just, you know.
I had to do things at home. So, like I said before, maybe you can complete the questionnaire. I'm not voting for Biden, voting for Trump.
No, I can't.
Or anything that has to do with Republican this year, that's where my voting is going to go.
Well, so this is about, you know, your... What it counts for you, you know. I mean, I'll be, if you say, you know, makes no difference or much less likely
like
to vote for him.
Yeah, but I'm not, like I said, I'm not wasting my time on this. Sorry.
Well, we're almost done,
sir.
We only have a couple more
minutes.
Okay, thank you.
No, thank you.